It's International Clown Week, and that has us thinking about this ancient figure who is the primal source of laughter. Our word for clown comes from the old Icelandic klúni, which meant a clumsy person, and is related to other archaic words for clod or clump or, in old Middle High German, klutz. We still use that word today to describe someone who always seems to be tripping over his two left feet. No one really knows who the first clown was, though Mel Brooks has an answer for that question in his hysterically funny movie, History of the World, Part 1, in which the earliest belly laugh is caused when a cavorting, stand-up caveman comedian gets eaten by a dinosaur in the middle of his monologue, to his tribe's great amusement. A more likely choice for original clown honors may go to the Ice Age drawing of a dancing man wearing a deer's head, which was discovered in a cave in the south of France by three spelunking boys in the early 1900s. This mysterious figure, who is frequently called the magician or shaman, whose spells could relieve you of illness, is just a few steps away from the showman, whose incantations can relieve you of the pressures of everyday life. The Zunis of the American Southwest had a name for this creature. He was called the Contrary. He appeared, dressed in a striped costume, wearing a cone-shaped hat, at all the most sacred festivals. His job was to make fun of serious things, to call attention to the absurd, impossible side of our experience, and thus to complete a kind of cosmic circle. He reminds us of that other shadowy, tricky, wobbly side of our nature. He was supposed to do what you weren't supposed to do. Fall down, eat the wrong things, say the wrong things, behave the wrong way. Everything that we were expected to outgrow when we joined the serious adult world. As kids, we somehow felt a kind of kinship with this character. After all, to some degree, we'd been there ourselves, not too long ago. And perhaps that is why so many clowns are childlike, from Baby Hermes to Chaplin to Robin Williams to Adam Sandler. When you think about it, the job hasn't changed much in, 20 or 30,000 years.